May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Amen. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Three very powerful verses from Psalm 118, which in a way sum up both our cry to God and the rescue offered to each of us. Through Jesus, that name Jesus, meaning God saves, and in a way sums up that journey that Jesus took on our behalf. I've given myself a working title for this address this evening, the title being A Knot in the Stomach. You know, that sensation when it tightens up, that anxiety that builds in your stomach and makes you feel peculiar. I'd like to tell you about a young boy, aged 11 years old, who went to boarding school. This boy was taken each Sunday evening and boarded for the week, and then was collected on a Friday evening, spending Saturday and Sunday at home, repeating this routine each week. Now, the year was 1979, and Jonathan, you have a picture, I think. Let's see if it works. There we go. Anybody recognise who it is? That's me and my dad. And that was me going to school at the age of 11. Even to this day, every Sunday evening has a certain something about it. And as I said before, I'd go back to school on Sunday evening. At the time, my dad was the vicar in Liverpool, at a place called St. Nathaniel's, where the famous Bishop of Liverpool, J.C. Ryle, used to attend that church, a good evangelical man. And so what would happen is I would get ready on a Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, with my bits and pieces and put my uniform on, and go off with Dad to the evening service at St. Nathaniel's. And then after the service, he would drive me up and leave me off at that front door. And I can tell you that journey never got easier. Every time I'd have that knot in my stomach, that anxiety as I got closer and closer to school and then was left off. I can feel it now. And I suspect I probably will have it for the rest of my life every Sunday evening as I think about those things. I expect each of us has experience of something similar. Something we've had to go that's caused that feeling. Maybe you've got something coming up in the next week or two. Only you really know what it's like. Others around don't really quite get it. Oh, they say things like, oh, I'd come with you, or swap places with you at a drop of a hat. Or you have what it takes, step up, you'll be fine. In fact, they may even be cheering you on your way. Today on Palm Sunday, we commemorate and consider Jesus Christ making that journey to Jerusalem. We start this Holy Week contemplating that journey and the events some 2,000 years ago. Those around him not fully grasping what is going to happen. Well, Jesus has told them, by all accounts, Jesus is the only one who really knows what that feeling is. The crowd singing with joy at the arrival of the anointed, the Messiah, the Christ. And we've heard of Jesus in that account by Luke, making his way up to Jerusalem and all the details in that gospel reading. from chapter 19 of Luke. Verse 38, the crowd shouting out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And Jesus telling the Pharisees that if the people are silenced, then the stones will cry out. In Psalm 118 we read verses praising God, giving thanks for his everlasting love, calling for all of us to say that God's love endures forever. Those words written some 900 odd years before Jesus made that journey up to Jerusalem. The psalmist goes on in verse 19 and 20 with a request to be considered as righteous, offering praise because the Lord has become his salvation. The name Jesus, meaning God saves, Jehovah saves. Of course, the psalmist, being a good Jew, would never use God's name. He would write Lord instead. In verse 22, quite a prophecy on the rejection and then acknowledgement of who would be at the centre of all history. The second half of verse 27 being the closest to Palm Sunday commemoration of that journey up to Jerusalem, with boughs in hand, joining the festal procession. And concluding in verses 28 and 29, "You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures." As we set out into this week, with whatever it has in store, let's take time and consider that journey that Jesus took for you and for me. Let us be both reflective, considering our unrighteousness, but also glad that we have a God whose love does endure forever. A love that is so complete that that action 2,000 years ago is still of value now. For me, the Sunday evening service will always be that time of commemoration. Thinking on it now, I recall the journey with my dad. One good thing that did come of that time was I made a personal decision of faith at that school in the Christian Union. I took to my mind that journey that Jesus took on my behalf. I took to heart what happened at that first Easter, realizing that the Lord had become my salvation. Whatever you have going on in your life this week, whether it gives you a knot in your stomach or not, consider the feeling Jesus had in his stomach as he travelled up to Jerusalem. Consider it personally and carefully ponder on it. Read through the psalm later tonight and be thankful in prayer, for the Lord is our salvation. Jesus. In these words of the psalm, there is an interesting mix of community praise along with gratitude of personal salvation. If you look at verse 2, it says, "Let Israel say, his love endures forever." Verse 24, "The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad." Verse 25, "Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success." 26, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you." And 27, "The Lord is God, and he made his light to shine on us." And then it switches to the personal salvation gratitude in verse 21. "I will give you thanks, for you answered me." and you have become my salvation. As we sit here, let us take a moment now together. Let Percy, in a quiet moment, thank God, say sorry for our failing, and accept God's love through Jesus our Saviour. And make that a personal prayer. Open for me the gate of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation.